probably about 2 months ago that we celebrated a First Communion for many of the children of the parish. And that's always a very big parish event and a very key spiritual event for those children. Very excited. And not just for the kids, but also around that time, we have many adults receive their first Holy Communion. Those who are becoming Catholic and coming into the church through the RCI process. And for those who are lifelong Catholics, sometimes we don't appreciate sometimes because of how often we receive, just how significant it is, but just kind of looking through the eyes of those who are new to that experience of being able to receive the Eucharist makes us realize just how significant that is. Let me ask you a question, if I could see a show of hands. How many of you, no matter what your age today, can remember your first Holy Communion? How many of you can remember it? The reason why do we remember that so? Because it's such a powerful experience. I can still remember the sister telling us before we were processing down the aisle to keep our heads bowed and our hands folded. And I obeyed orders, but I just knew as a little kid that this is something really big. And I'll have to say, my own experience of being called to the priesthood, that took place when I was around 20 years old in the context of a Mass in the Eucharist. And we celebrate today Corpus Christi, a Latin term that means the body of Christ. And for Catholics, the Eucharist is really right at the center of our spiritual lives. And why is that? Because that's what Jesus gave us at the Last Supper. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me. And the church from the very beginning, when they gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, we know that the Lord is really and truly present in the Holy Eucharist. Now, some may struggle a little bit with that because it looks like ordinary bread, feels like ordinary bread, tastes like ordinary bread, even after the consecration, tastes like ordinary wine. How has it become the body and blood of our risen Lord? We hear Jesus say in today's gospel, and we take this particular area of the scriptures very, very literally. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. For my flesh is true food, my blood true drink. Whoever feeds on me will have life because of me." We have a belief in something called the real presence of the Eucharist. And while the appearances remain ordinary bread and ordinary wine, feels like bread, tastes like bread, that something powerful has been, a transformation has taken place. And there's a term that is used theologically, big term, transubstantiation. But what that points out is that while the appearances remain, the core reality, the substance, has been transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit, through really God's grace, and is truly Jesus, the risen Lord, who is now present. That's why after communion, if we have any communion left, it's never discarded, but rather it's reserved in a tabernacle. And we have a presence lamp that is always lit. It lets us know that Jesus is present. Now, could someone deny that belief and say, "Well, I just don't get it"? Certainly. But we believe through faith and through what Jesus gave to us that it truly is the body and blood of our risen Lord. And why did he do that? Why did he give us the gift of himself at the Last Supper to this day? Because he knew for his disciples that it was going to be a challenge to live out our faith. That we're going to have times of discouragement, times of hardship, maybe even times where we struggle with our faith. And just as physically, we need nourishment. We need to eat right in order to grow, stay healthy. It's the same spiritually. And there's no greater act of love that someone can give than to feed another, to give them life, to nourish them, and help them to grow. And that's why Jesus gave us the gift of himself at that Last Supper, to be that nourishment for the journey. And if we're going to make it to heaven, we're going to need a little bit more than our own willpower. We're going to need God's grace. And we as Catholics have a tremendous gift in the Eucharist. And sadly, only about 30% of Catholics on any given weekend receive the Eucharist. And it's the closest we can get to the Lord on this side of heaven. And to be able to receive him to take him into ourselves. What a gift that is. There's an old saying, you become what you eat. And in some ways, we hope that's not true with some of what we eat, but out there in the world. But when it comes to the Eucharist, we hope that is very true for each one of us, that we become what we receive. As we receive the Lord, take him into ourselves, that we become more and more like Jesus. We become more Christ-like. The way he saw people, the way he listened, his presence. We believe in the real presence so that we can internalize that. And so when we're out there in the workplace, school, neighborhood, family, wherever we're at, that hopefully we reflect the presence of the Lord. And he gives us that nourishment. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants our growth. A couple other things I wanted to touch on in light of the Holy Eucharist. One is the area of reverence. And as Americans, we're becoming increasingly casual. And some of that's not all that bad. But we all know there can be, oftentimes out in the world, a great amount of incivility and really a lack of respect for others. And we have to be very, very careful as we gather for Mass, that we have that reverence for the Lord, that respect in every dimension of our spirituality. And if I could give a little challenge here, because it's just a bad habit that can develop wherever I've been at. But after we receive the Holy Eucharist, which is really the greatest gift we can receive, we go back to our pew and we kneel down and we give thanks to God. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. Now sadly, and I never judge folks on this, and sometimes there are urgent reasons why people, they need to receive communion and depart. So I'm never going to judge anyone. But if it's not an urgent reason, we really should stay with the community. It's the Lord's Day, and to kneel down and to thank him and to show that great respect for our Lord. You know, if someone invites us over to dinner and then right after dessert we just get up and bolt, that would be received as kind of disrespectful. And when we gather for the supper, the Lord's Supper, for the Eucharist, we want to stay with the Lord in thanksgiving. Again, unless there's an urgent reason. And I think that is to show that reverence and the respect that is so important. Just as we would want that if we had invited someone into our home. You know, last area I wanted to reflect on just a little bit is on Eucharistic adoration. When I was going through the seminary in the 80s, it was not even on the radar screen, Eucharistic adoration. And it's made a great comeback, especially through the efforts of St. John Paul II, who emphasized it. And Eucharistic adoration is a beautiful prayer devotion. If I could see a show of hands, how many of you have ever experienced Eucharistic adoration? So quite a few. If you haven't, I really encourage you to try this spiritual practice. And what Eucharistic adoration is, and we have it here at St. Pat's, but we'll put on the altar what's called a monstrance, from the Latin monstrari, to show. It's a beautiful liturgical element. And there's a large host that's placed right in the center of that, placed on the altar. And then during the day, people just come in and spend time with the Lord in quiet prayer. It's a busy, noisy world out there. And if we're going to grow in relationship with the people of our lives, we have to spend time, don't we? And it's a beautiful way to grow in our friendship with the Lord. It's just to spend that half hour, that 20 minutes, sometimes an hour, just in quiet prayer, being in the presence of the Lord. So at Crane Road on Tuesdays from 7:30 a.m. to almost 9 p.m., the church is open. We have adoration. Here at the downtown church on Wednesdays, right after morning mass, all through the day and evening, overnight, concluding at Thursday morning, just before mass. So a beautiful prayer devotion. And I don't think the Lord ever disappoints when we come before him and open our hearts to him in humility, and probably pours into our hearts more than we even realize through our being with him. I firmly believe in receiving the Eucharist, that if we do that humbly and faithfully week after week, and there's a discipline involved, if we humbly and faithfully do that week after week, the Lord's presence is going to grow within us. slowly but surely, because he's a faithful God, and he's going to be that nourishment, that presence, so that we're strengthened out there in the world to be his presence. So as we receive the Eucharist today, do not doubt that these ordinary elements of bread and wine are transformed in the risen body and blood, the body and blood of our risen Lord. The question is, will we be transformed? And we have a lot to say on that. So may our hearts be humbly open to the Lord, and he will also transform us more and more into his presence. God bless you.